www.radiocanada.com. Et notre programme est présenté à vous tous les mercredis matins à 16h ici comme service par Laverne's Insurance Agency, Jeanmard Incorporated, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Quality Medical Care and Services, Mellow Joy Coffee, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Manual Hardware, Floyd's Record Shop, East End Exxon, Le Pharmacia Blake's et Artigo's Food Lane. Et les deux lignes de téléphone ouvert à 363-2N24, 363-2124, le area code est 337. Est invité et t'es tout encouragé pour appeler nous en ce matin. Comment ça va, Jim?
Je sais pas, j'ai soufflé, moi.
Ça, c'est un tas de nouvelles, Jim.
Comment tu crois?
Oh!
Hein? Ça, et là, j'ai eu pour le couper de court parce qu'il y avait toujours plein d'autres choses.
T'as coupé les nouvelles court?
Comment tu crois si je ne voulais pas couper de court? Hein? On serait toujours après de donner les nouvelles, moi. Allons voir à cette heure.
Et tu connais, pour commencer les activités, Jim, c'est deadline day pour les périodes de taxes.
Exactement.
D-Day.
Oui. Ça se fait, c'est là qu'ils avaient prêté un refund. Ils ont fini de faire, je suis sûr, il y a longtemps. Mais c'est là qu'ils avaient pour payer. Ça espère jusqu'à la dernière minute.
Mm-hmm.
Et je vais dire le mot du jour dans juste une minute. Mais premièrement, on a cette histoire de nouvelles qui vient de l'État de Virginia. Et je vais le dire en anglais.
OK.
We've all heard the old bedtime rhyme, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. It may have been a joke at one time, but it's no laughing matter now that the nasty critters are invading hospitals, college dorms, and even swanky hotels. The government is trying to figure out how to respond to the biggest bed bug outbreak since World War II. The EPA is hosting its first ever bed bug summit at a Washington area hotel that's had no reports of bed bugs. One of the problems with controlling the reddish-brown insects is that there are few chemicals on the market approved for use on mattresses and other household items that are effective at controlling bed bug infestations. Bed bugs are not known to transmit any diseases, but their bites are itchy and they cause infections and allergic reactions in some people. So, the word of the day, bed bugs. Et en français, on dit les punaises de lit.
Les punaises de lit.
All right. Bugs of the bed. Bed bugs. Ça se fait. Peut-être qu'il y a quelqu'un qui se rappelle des années passées. Tu connais, c'était une chose qui était bien commune autour d'ici. Les punaises, le monde couché, des mordures, des punaises.
How would you combat the problem with the bed bugs, Jim, dans les vieux temps?
I don't know. Mais je suis sûr qu'il y a quelqu'un qui se rappelle comment faut les passer, peut-être sauter au colo, avec des poux de bois.
C'est un petit bétail, Jim.
Oui.
Bed bugs are real small?
Yeah, very, very small, reddish brown.
So you can see them with the naked eye?
Je m'imagine. Moi, je ne crois pas que je n'ai jamais vu, mais des punaises de lit, mais toujours bien.
And when they bite you, it itches, I'm sure.
Yeah, au moins, ça. C'est pas comme quand t'es mordu par des bêtes rouges, tu connais?
Oh, yes.
The red bugs, chiggers, or whatever you want to call them, it itches. Et ça aime mordre là, les places plus tendres, tu connais?
Mm-hmm.
Et les poux de bois, pareil.
T'as des papiers, Jim. T'as des livres et des papiers.
First of all, I have here a note from Furman Gilray, who says that he has a copy of an old Evangeline Parish map, and there is a site on the map called OMO, O-M-O. And that's possibly around the Chico area. Was it a community, or was it a railroad, or what was it? On this old map, it says OMO. There's a site there on the map, north of Ville Platte, I think it was, if I understand right. So if anybody's got some information on that, please give us a call.
All right.
Also, we'd like to say thank you to Mr. Ricky Mounier. And Ricky brought us a picture, okay?
Bon, ça, c'est un vieux portrait.
Comment tu crois? C'est le CCC Camp. CCC Camp à Saint-Landry, droit là, au ras de Chico State Park. Ils étaient prêts à travailler sur Chico State Park à ce temps-là. Et c'est un portrait qui était pris le 29 avril 1940. Comment tu crois que c'était 69 ans passés, ce mois-ci, que le portrait a été pris, le camp, c'était Company 1427, CCC, St. Landry, Louisiana, à Lenoir. Eric Lucy, Company Commander, Hugh Davis, Project Superintendent. OK. Et puis, ils étaient préoccupés des gros cipes et du lac. Et ils ont fait leur moulin à scie eux-mêmes, le CCC. Et puis, toujours bien, Rick et mon dad est dans le portrait. Et si on dit Régulus Mounier, il n'y a pas un tas de monde qui reconnaît le nom. Mais si on dit R.P. Mounier, ça c'était un nom beaucoup familier pour des années, spécialement autour du Vieux Montreux Company. Ça se fait, merci Ricky, le portrait. Ils ont tout le monde dans le CCC, Company 1427. Ils sont les noms de toute la bande et des portraits dans leur moulin à scie et après couper le bois. Bon, tu parles d'un tas de cibles qu'ils ont fait. Coupé, of course, ça a été usé. Là, ils ont les portraits de les cabins qui étaient prêts à bâtir au Chico Park. Ça, c'était 1940. So, thanks a lot, you know, Ricky.
You were telling us that the CCC camp, or that those workers are the ones responsible for actually starting Chico State Park, didn't you?
The construction.
The construction of it.
Yeah, right. That was one of the New Deal projects of FDR, you know, and WPA and
it put a lot of people to work.
Others, and it put a lot of people to work and provided some dollars where there was no dollars before.
T'es pas des points call?
On va prendre un phone call, on va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim et moi, comment les affaires?
Mais gardez donc si c'est pas Harris McGee là sur la ligne là-bas à l'autre bord là.
Je voulais essayer d'attraper parce que je m'en apprécie pas du temps.
All right, go ahead.
Richard avait mort, m'a dit quelque chose à mort.
Go ahead, Mr. Harris.
Défunt Raven Reed avait marié ma nièce.
Uh-huh.
Ils ont eu deux enfants, Halle et Seth. Mais dans la semaine, Halle est après passer des vieilles boîtes de portraits. Et elle a emailé ça à mon garçon, à Robert. Et il a amené son lab computer pour East. Et il m'a montré tous ces vieux portraits, il y en a que moi je me rappelle pas.
Uh-huh.
Oh, le temps de maman.
Yeah.
Il a les vieux portraits de Perron Hughes Collat, Simon J. Tate, de toutes sortes d'affaires.
Uh-huh.
Il voulait connaître si Mark voulait, il pouvait aimer ça, Mark.
We would love that. In fact, what I would like is maybe permission to use those old pictures. We can put them up on our website. We'd love to do that.
Mais what's your email?
Just send it to kvpi@gmail, gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to put in, and we'll get it.
I have him call you, parce que je vais pas rien à la mon pour écrire.
Okay.
C'est comprenable.
le vieux, ton partenaire, toi, Eileen, Ordouin.
Uh-huh.
Il a un portrait de la blow-up de chose flat capital of the world.
Oh!
You talking about Carol Ardwin?
Yeah.
The flat capital of the world.
Et la blow-up, à ce matin, faut le voir Brent, ça fait joyeux neuf.
Comment tu crois, hein?
Oui.
Carol est bonita et la flat capital. Je me rappelle,
oh, boy.
On a l'habitude d'advertise le flat capital of the world. Quelques années passées, oui.
Oui, plusieurs années.
Oui, il y a plusieurs années de ça.
Oh, that brings back a lot of memories.
Comment tu crois?
Yeah.
Carol, écoute, c'était un plaisir d'écouter Carol, spécialement quand il montait sur ses sujets de politique. Le bon, il va dire quoi? C'était un beau qui pouvait compter des affaires d'un petit bout de temps.
Il parlait comme il marchait.
Oh, mais ça, c'est bien. Thank you, Harris.
Il a Robert intéressé, là, lui, il va t'appeler.
Good.
And I guess it's going to be Friday because he's off on Fridays.
So there's a lot of old pictures in that collection.
Oh, Lord, yeah. And then she said she's going to take more than that, too. She's got more than that she put on the...
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
She's going to email.
Very good.
Elle avait le vieux saloon à Fred quand il en boit, et la vieille office à défunt Paul et Dante, tout. All kinds. Ça. Il y en a, moi, je me rappelle pas, parce qu'il y en a les qui étaient 1930.
Comment tu crois? Ça, c'était un peu avant ton temps.
Harris, I got a question. Since we're talking on the subject of Mamou, we were talking with somebody, a friend of mine from Mamou. What year did St. Anne's, the current St. Anne's Church was built? It was back in the 50s, wasn't it?
Yeah, 56.
Because the old church had burned, huh?
No.
Or it just rebuilt. They just rebuilt it.
It's got pictures of the old church, too.
Well, so what year was it?
1955, 56, I would say.
Okay.
All right.
Because I was in school as Marcel as Passanaria de Construction Site.
Uh-huh. 55, 56. That sounds about right.
All right.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Harris.
Il a des portraits du vieux Saint Anne Catholic Church et tout ça là. Tu vas voir, enfin.
Comment tu crois? Ce sera bien intéressant de voir ça.
OK, boys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Another call, Jim.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim and Mark, c'est Winky. Comment ça va?
Mais ça va bien, Winky.
I want to give a little report. We've been out at Chico Park the last few days. A lot of tents coming up. Beautiful tents. We have, of course, our big tent, our big dance tent that's going to be located up above the boat launch on the south landing. Got a real big tent. Wood dance floor is just about completed. We have a beautiful colored tent for the children. We have a beautiful colored tent for our beverage area. I'd love for your listeners to know that just in case, you know, some people are saying there might be a little rain, but we're ready for it. The area that we're utilizing is, of course, hard surface. It's blacktop there on the boulevard. So we have a lot of big tents. A lot of the food vendors will have extra tents for people to sit down and eat. That's not going to be a problem. We think we're on the right side with the Lord, and we're hoping that whatever rain might occur will occur somewhere else. But we're ready for it if it does occur. Just want the people to know that for the first time, it's remarkable, the community support we're getting. We have 18 different groups of people who are cooking there. They won't all be on the same day, and that's the beauty of it, but on Saturday, of course, we have the Boucherie, and those of you who may have seen the Gazette saw that beautiful family with all those children who are coming to do that for us. 400-pound hog, and we're ready for it, will be the Boucherie and all the things that go along with it. But we'll have other food vendors. Let me not say vendors. They're not vendors. They're our good community people who are coming out there to cook for us. But we'll have multiple people cooking for us on Saturday. Multiple people cooking for us on Sunday, and every night during the week. The folk don't eat. Come to Chico State Park. We'll feed you. We'll dance you. We'll cultrify you if you need to, if that's a word. If you need that, we'll do that for you. But the community support and the community cooking is a big, big thing. It's different for us this year than we've had in the past. Wanted the folks to know that. Again, we have on Sunday at noon, the Mass in French. Of course, on Saturday morning, we have the opening in French, and on Sunday afternoon, we have the band from France. So, we'd love to have the Tablerone, Mark, Saturday morning for that Boucherie. We start at 7 o'clock in the morning. We'll have coffee out there. Why don't, the folks of the Tablerone or the folks who like to have coffee on Saturday morning and talk French, come meet us at Chico Park. We'll talk some French and we'll watch your Boucherie.
Well, la table française, is that what you're talking about?
Exactly, the table française.
Uh-huh.
We'd love for them to be out there on Saturday morning with us having coffee. Chamber of Commerce will be out there. I mean, we open the gates at 7 a.m. This Boucherie will be culturally accurate. We will have different stations that will be facilitated by this family. Anybody who comes up and has a question or anything will be their answer will be given to them in an appropriate way. These guys are some of our friends, but they're pig farmers, and they know very, very well what they're doing. So it's going to be a great morning. We'd love to have the top Francais people out there. Or I know on Saturday morning, because I've been to some other establishments in town, there's a lot of people drinking coffee and talking about stuff. Come have coffee with us. We got something to talk about, something new. We're creating a city out there. and we're ready for everybody to come see what we're doing. And again, we appreciate what KVPR is doing. Thanks
Wait,
a lot.
Someone asked a question. Is there an admission charge for any of these events?
Jim, the events on the weekend, yes, there is a charge. We're talking about Saturday. Well, let me do Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, it's $7 for adults. 12 and under get in free, and those who are members of folk roots get in free.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday, it's $5. Saturday, it's $7. Sunday, it's $5. Again, children under 12 get in free because we want to have a lot of children there because we have a lot of things for them.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm not mistaken, Jim, every night, Friday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, the admission is $5 with children 12 getting in free. Again, if I might, y'all are so nice to me. We have a lot of things out there for the children. We have a children's area. We are associated with the Acadiana Center for the Arts in Lafayette. They are coming in to do some crafts programs with the children. These are people from Lafayette who are highly trained with children and crafts, and we'll have that, and it's very near the dance tent. So families can, you know, mom and dad can be on the dance floor. The children can be at the tent where the children are being instructed, and, you know, it's a short distance between the two. So we're trying to account for everyone. Again, we want the people to know, you musicians or those who think you'd like to be a musician, Saturday all day long we have a jam area where you can come in with your instrument. We have musicians, established musicians in the jam that can help you. Tell you what the song is, tell you how to start the song, et cetera, et cetera. We have a heritage area where there'll be some acoustic presentations of music going on.
Okay.
We just have an awful lot of things going on and an awful lot of energy and support from the community, which we appreciate so greatly.
All right, Winky. Thank you very much for that report.
And we'll see you soon.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
And speaking of Winky, Jim, just to give him one more plug, we did an interview with Winky, and he goes into all the details about all the entire schedule of the events, and you can hear it today on KVPI on what's happening. At 12:30 today.
12:30 today.
Yes, sir.
Going into more.
Oh, yeah.
Details.
A whole half hour with him.
All right. Bonjour. Et on va prendre un petit break pour donner notre sponsors et là on va ramasser d'autres phone calls à la minute. Mais allons vous parler pour le East End Exxon. Quand tu as besoin du gasoline, quand tu as besoin du diesel, tu veux être sûr de venir les visiter au monde au East End Exxon Service Station, le coin de Sud Châtaignier et East Main à la Ville Plate. Tu as trouvé les pompes qui sont full service où tu n'as pas besoin de sortir de ton automobile. Ils vont tank up votre char et puis essuyer les windshields et windscreens si tu veux et les glaces et check la pression d'air dans les tires, check le sous le hood pour être sûr que tout est en bon ordre là. Et n'oubliez pas, il y a self-service. Tu peux te servir toi-même pour ton gasoline et ton diesel et puis user ton speed pass ou credit card. Ça, c'est valable 24 heures par jour. Et aussi, n'oubliez pas, mes amis, que sur les mercredis et les vendredis, c'est Oil Change Special Day. Pour 20$, c'est 99 sous, $20.99. Ils vont changer ton huile, autant que 5 quarts d'huile et ta cartouche, ton filter. Ça se fait, n'oubliez pas, mercredi et vendredi, Oil Change Special Day. Ils sont ouverts lundi au vendredi, 7h à 5h, le samedi matin, 7h à 12h du midi. Ça se fait, ça c'est East End Exxon, leur numéro de phone. 363-NNNN, 363-1111.
All right, the phone lines are back open again, 363-2124, 363-2124, 4. Si tu as un compte, un comment, une question, peut-être, comment tu dis un mot en français ou un mot en anglais, donnez-nous un phone call. Et tu as un livre, Jim?
Oui, j'ai trouvé parmi d'autres choses qui sont valables les matériaux pour la tasse de café. J'ai un livre ici, ça dit, c'est, le nom est Glenda LeFleur.
Miss Glenda LeFleur dropped that off the other day.
Why You Say It, the fascinating stories behind over 600 everyday words and phrases.
Very interesting book, Jim. It's got all kind of familiar phrases and terms that we use every day, and it gives you the background where those terms and where those words come from.
Let me see. For example, Shindig, a veteran square dance caller, will tell you that bruised shins resulted from the swinging feet of beginning dancers, a dance that leaves telltale marks on the lower legs of participants is a shindig. Ça se fait. Is that how the word started? Okay, very good. And where was it? I read something about the signs, the dollar sign. You know, the when you write like $5 and there's the dollar sign
with
in front
the
of it.
And the
yeah,
lines
right,
there?
Right.
Yes.
And that goes back to the silver dollars, the very first silver dollars that was used in America, and they were actually Spanish coins, Spanish minted coins, and they had on one side of it was two pillars with scrolls wrapped around, and that was it said was the beginning. You know, they it was similar to the dollar sign, so that's how it came to be.
Wow.
So toujours bien. I think we're probably gonna, you know, like in this book from Glenda, all kinds of things, words, how like axe to grind or put your best foot forward, blurb, your Achilles heel, just so many words, ace in the hole. Okay. They give the background on any and all of these expressions, and it would take a little while longer to go through this, but anyhow, we just thought we'd pass it along, and Glenda, we'll dwell some more time on that perhaps Friday, because this is extremely interesting on cloud nine.
Do you know what happened today in history, Jim, in the year 2348 B.C.?
Tonnerre, mes chiens.
C'est pas sur ton papier,
c'est
là?
C'est pas sur mon papier, non. Pas longtemps passé. 2038 B.C.
No, 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 no. 2348, Jim.
2348 B.C.
On this date.
How in the world would they know that it was exactly this date over 4,000 years ago?
According to Archbishop Usher, Noah's Ark landed on Mount Ararat, near the modern borders of Turkey, Armenia, and Iran. Now, how he figured that, Jim, shkoni bak.
Wow.
But he deducted that today, in 2348, Noah's Ark landed. Sur la montagne.
And they've been searching for that Noah's Ark. And if I remember reading stories, Mark, that the aerial views showed this old wooden thing inside a I don't know whether you can call it a glacier or what, but an ice formation on top of this mountain that's been there for thousands of years. But there was talk about expeditions and so forth, but the government of one of these countries will not allow people to get up there. But Mount on the top of Mount Ararat this day, over 4,000 years ago. C'est rendu, ça c'est proche fort. Merci Beckett, Beckett a prépassé le café. C'est proche fort comme du tabac noir, ça. Okay.
And all those animals on that boat, it makes you think. Huh?
Oh, listen, that's, you know, it stretches the imagination, you know, and whatever happened to those.
Yeah. T'es paré, le café est bon, Jim.
Oh, mais oui, ça fait du bien.
T'es pas allé pour notre call?
On va prendre un phone call et on va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Oui, café, sang, c'est bon, il y a l'odeur ici.
T'as l'odeur là-bas, Émile? Comment tu crois, hein? Ça, c'est du bon café fort. Ça pousse l'odeur à vidrine.
Ça fait du bon café là-bas.
Oui.
L'odeur vient. Comment ça peut faire te rappeler des affaires aussi longtemps passé que ça?
Ça, c'est dur pour s'imaginer.
Mark is smart,
though. No, the computer is smart.
Well,
c'est pas Mark.
Mark connaît lire le computer. Ça, ça prend quelqu'un qui est smart pour faire ça.
Ouais, plus smart que bon pour moi. Il ponche les boutons, t'as besoin d'être ponche.
Uh-huh.
47 degrees this morning at 6:30.
47?
Yeah.
All right, ça
c'est fraîche.
C'était bien fraîche ce matin.
At 50.
Hein?
It was 50 là en Villeplate?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mais c'est tout le temps. Ça, c'est pas mauvais.
Dans la campagne, c'est tout le temps 1 ou 2 degrés plus fraîche que dans la ville.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, listen, you all have a nice week.
All right. Thank you, Emile.
Okay,
Mr. Emile Veillon.
And Jim, other things in history. Today in 1912 at 12:50 in the morning, wireless operators in Newfoundland received a report that someone was trying to reach the Titanic, but they lost communication and Titanic's last signals were blurred and ended abruptly. That's when the Titanic, the ocean liner sank on this date in 1912.
Down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The unsinkable ship.
Yes. And of course, the movie, The Titanic, was, 3 hours long or something like that?
It was a very long movie.
But a great movie. And didn't Roy Acuff had a song about when the great ship went down? And I'm thinking that it was had to do with the Titanic. 1,500 people lost their lives in that.
It's unbelievable.
And a lot of people.
And on veut dire happy birthday à Alexander, Jim.
Alexander?
Le petit garçon à Dagwood et Blondie.
Mmm.
They called him Baby Dumpling. You might remember Baby Dumpling.
Uh-huh.
Today in 1934. So how old would Alexander be, Jim? Born in 34, and we're in
2075, I would guess. Yeah.
And you look at the comic strips, Dagwood and Blondie still look pretty good.
No, I haven't seen Dagwood and Blondie comic strips in a very long time. So it's still on.
I'm assuming it is. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Speaking of things like that, there's a certain actor who's celebrating a birthday today. He's 87.
87.
Yeah, right. Do you have that on your computer?
No, give me a hint.
Oh, he played in many movies as the Indian.
As the Indian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Now, if I give you his name, then you're probably going to remember all this. Michael and Sarah is 87 today.
The name rings a bell, but I'm trying to think what...
363-2124, if you've got some information on Michael Ansara.
Okay.
He's 87 today.
Yon Vidya, happy birthday at McDonald's, Jim. The first McDonald's restaurant opened in Des Plaines, Illinois.
When was this?
55. Today in 1955.
Oh.
The hamburger on this date at McDonald's, 15 cents. The Big Mac, which came later, was 49 cents. And the quarter pounder would cost 53 cents.
Regular hamburger was 15 cents.
15 cents, the opening day hamburger at the very first McDonald's in Des Plaines, Illinois. 15 cents. It's changed a little bit since then.
On va prendre notre phone call. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, it's Nettie from Pine Prairie.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, could it be Tonto with the Long Ranger?
No, that was, what was Tonto's name? Real name. Anyway. I'm not sure to tell you the truth, but
I don't think it's the same guy.
No, it's not.
Okay,
not the same,
well, thank you, and y'all have a great day.
But I remember Jay Silverheels.
Oh, okay. It rings the bell now.
Yeah, right.
Right, thank you.
Right, thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, lines are back open. Donnez-nous a téléphone call.
Yeah, Clayton Moore and Jay Silverheels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the Lone Ranger. William Tell Overture.
That was some good TV shows. And I had a chance for the first time. I was out of town over the weekend, Jim, and I had a chance to see what you've been enjoying. The cable service there where I went to this past weekend had retro TV. And your cable here has retro TV, doesn't it? So I have never had a chance to see. They have a lot of these old shows.
Okay, that's KDCG.
I don't know. I don't know what it is over here, but this, but on one of the cable channels that I went to over the weekend, they had retro TV on their cable, and they had some
old shows. Yeah, right. Some
TV
shows.
It's not available on satellites. I wish they would have
the old TV shows series.
Yeah.
Okay, so if anybody remembers something about Michael and Sarah, 363-2124. And says here that country singer Roy Clark is 76 today.
Okay. Roy Clark, that's from Hee Haw.
Right. Boy, that was a great country music show, huh?
Good show.
Hee Haw. All right. Allons parler pour Manual Hardware avant de prendre notre phone call. Et puis on voulait vous inviter tous de venir au Manual Hardware. Et ça, c'est 1209 West Main ici à la Ville Plate pour tout ça que tu as besoin de la ligne de hardware. Les morceaux pour votre machine à zerbe, des chaînes, des bearings, enfin, je vais dire quoi, ils ont toutes sortes de choses de hardware que tu vas trouver, tu vas pas trouver ailleurs où c'est bien difficile, et tu vas trouver du vaillant monde pour vous servir, répondre à votre question, ils peuvent faire des recommandations dessus de certaines choses que tu pourrais considérer. Ils ont toutes les peintures que tu veux, les matériaux pour peinturer avec. Tu vas trouver les matériaux pour plumbing, électricité, des escaliers en concrete, en ciment, les poteaux de utility poles, electric service poles, les différentes choses comme ça. Et enfin, je vais te dire quoi. Il y a 6 tonnes de charges valables au manual hardware que ça prendrait tout l'avant-midi pour vous dire. Ça se fait, soyez sûr de venir les visiter. 1209 West Main, ça c'est collé après le Burns Door Hardware Savage. Numéro de phone, 363-5528. 363-5528, 363-5528, et puis ils sont ouverts lundi au vendredi, 7h à 5h, et là, le samedi matin, tous les samedis, 7h à 12h. Manual Hardware, Kip Manual et tout le crew.
OK, Jim, on a un autre call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim?
Uh-huh.
This is Steve Vagnon.
Yes, Steve, go ahead.
Well, Michael and Sarah, he had a TV show. It was The Law of the Plainsman.
Uh-huh.
And he appeared on The Rifleman. And he was married to the girl that played Jeannie.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What was her name?
Oh.
I don't know.
That wasn't Elizabeth Montgomery. No, that was somebody else. That was Bewitched. Okay.
Yeah,
right. Okay, so, all right. Thank you very much for the information, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate
sure
it.
Sure, somebody will give us a call and tell us who the actress's name.
Yeah. Well, listen, we can develop all kinds of side subjects here. D'accord, Ken Dot?
Let's try this call, Jim.
All right, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
I'm not going to keep you long. It's Barbara Eden. Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden was...
Uh-huh. All right,
All right, very good. Thanks a lot.
Okay. I knew we'd get an answer real soon.
Uh-huh, right on.
Another call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air.
They gave up.
Okay, right, somebody gave up, possibly, or who had the same answer. Okay, moi je vais prendre un petit coup de café.
363-2124, we're waiting to hear from you on whatever subject you want to bring up. Asmaten.
Very good.
Oh, don't forget, a little programming note. And Winky talked about it. Our monthly La Table Française, whatever, is next Tuesday, a week from yesterday at the Pigstand. So we're inviting everyone who've never had a chance to come, or if you've come in the past, I think everyone that's come, Jim, you were here, you came last time. I think everyone that was there last time enjoyed themselves, and we'll do it again next Tuesday, 6 o'clock. At the Pigstand.
That's the third Tuesday of each month.
Third Tuesday of each month, and in fact, he's opened up that new area, and that's where we'll be sitting together and talking in French.
All right. Ça, c'est bon. Merci beaucoup.
And I'll call you.
On va prendre notre phone call. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
This is Judy from Mamou.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned about Noah's Ark, and today being tax day, maybe Noah landed to pay his taxes on time.
Yeah, that was over 4,000 years ago. It could be that maybe there was some taxes after all.
You're right.
You know, Caesar had called for a census and to pay the tax and so forth back in the days when Jesus was born. So they could have had some taxes way back even before then, huh?
Probably so.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
And I'll call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, Audrey.
Uh-huh.
He starred in Broken Arrow, and he played as Cochise.
Right.
Cochise, yeah. Uh-huh. Forgot about Cochise.
Yes, Michael Ansara was...
From the Barbara Stanwyck show, he used to star, and he also played in The Ten Commandments.
He was in The Ten Commandments?
No kidding. Wow.
Played in Ten Commandments and The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Oh, yeah, remember that one, uh-huh.
A lot of shows, a lot of more, movies.
Right, he was in many, many movies.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, we got some smart people out there, Jim, that know their movies and
Toutes
TV shows. Exactement.
On va parler pour Quality Medical Care and Services. À ce heure, et vous inviter de venir voir pour tous les choses que tu as besoin pour soigner quelqu'un chez eux. Quality Medical Care and Services, et ça, c'est au Take Cove Road, Highland Park Shopping Center, 903 Tate Cove Road. Et la location est entre Browns et Champoins. Tu peux pas manquer la place. Il y a plein de la place pour le parc. Et puis, we'd like to mention here about their microwavable moist heat that the arthritic mitt for arthritis, natural pain relief, natural neck pain relief, back pain relief, neck rest pain relief, sinus pain relief, and all kinds of things like that used by doctors, hospitals, clinics, and physical therapists. And anyway, ask for information about that. And they also have prosthesis for mastectomies and so many other things. Ça se fait oublier pas, ils peuvent vous servir en français aussi bien qu'en anglais. Et les personnes qui souffrent avec la maladie de sans doute diabetes, ils ont toutes les différentes choses que tu as besoin, même les souliers pour les diabetics et pour diabetic testing supplies. Numéro de phone, 363-8101, 363-8101. Et pour aller chez vous et vous faites avec les souliers pour les diabetics, et ils ont toutes sortes d'oxygène et les wheelchairs et les lits d'hôpital, des secoureuses et beaucoup d'autres dans leur grand showroom. Ça se fait, soyez sûr de venir. Les comptes ont accepté Medicare, Medicaid et les assurances privées. Et le numéro de fonds, ça, c'est valable 24 heures par jour. 363-8101, ouvert 8 heures à 5 heures lundi en travers du jeudi, là, le vendredi, 8 heures à 4 heures. Quality Medical Care and Services, Tate Cove Road, Highland Park Shopping Center, avec une deuxième location à Oakdale.
Now, and I not call, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
So, Hubert Blanchard here.
Good morning, Hubert.
You guys doing okay?
Always when we're on Latin.
Always, always. By the way, I'm so glad to be able to speak to two biblical scholars.
Oh, boy.
First of all, how tall is Mount Ararat?
Well, now, that is a good question, since I've never seen it or anything like that. Can you give us the information?
Oh, no, I can't. I thought I'd heard sometime back that it was over 12,000 feet or something like
uh-huh,
that.
Uh-huh.
Now, when the water had started going down, according to Scripture, he sent the dove out. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't he go on deck and check it out?
Now, that is a very interesting question. Maybe he sent the dove out before he landed on the mountain, you know, while he was still floating around.
He did, but why didn't he go out on deck and see if he could see any land?
Yeah, that's a
you
good...
You know, that...
maybe he didn't want to get wet. It's still raining, maybe.
Okay, now, the big question is, where did all that water go?
Yeah, now that is a very good question. You know, it must have taken a long time for it to evaporate, huh?
But then we're told there are small comets and stuff coming in from the sky all the time,
uh-huh,
that the Earth is getting heavier and so forth, which would give it more gravity. Which in turn would hold the water down towards the center of the earth. You
yeah.
know? So that's a lot of water we're speaking of.
Here. And then we're talking about the molten center of the earth. So, you know, does it have fire?
Everything is attracted to that
uh-huh.
because of the gravitational field.
Right.
You know. So... Where did the water go?
It remains a mystery to this day, I'm sure. Lots of things remain mysteries, so you have to have you have to have faith, you know, because some of these things are inexplicable.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, you guys have a good day.
Thanks a lot for calling, Hubert.
Sure.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Comment tu crois? Des questions. Hein? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a eu avec tout cette eau qui était dans le grand déluge dans le temps à Noé? Ça prend un gros bateau pour avoir deux de chaque animal. Et faut présumer qu'il n'y en a pas qui est mort dans tout ce temps qu'ils sont sur le bateau.
How would you like to be Noah's wife to have to clean up in that boat, Jim?
Oh,
you ever thought about
Jim,
that? You know, we didn't. Ouais. If you want to get into it, talk about in Noah's ark, all those animals in that ark. Who was responsible for cleaning up the mess?
I don't know.
Pour 40 jours, Jim.
It's better not to even dwell on that because. Again, it's a mystery.
Un mystère.
Y a personne sur la ligne. On va parler pour Jamards Incorporated. Le printemps est arrivé. Peut-être après considérer de bâtir une addition. Peut-être ça en appelle un sun porch, un screen porch, un sunroom, screen room. Tu peux l'appeler n'importe quel manière, mais les spécialistes dans ça, c'est Jamards Incorporated ici à la Ville-Platte. David Jamard et tout son crew qui peut faire des ouvrages comme ça pour vous. Ça peut mettre des couvertures dessus ton patio, ton carport. Ça peut te mettre des dalles autour de la couverture, le seamless gutters. Ça peut remplacer une chose qui est beaucoup importante que ça fait, et remplacer les châssis, mettre des châssis doublés et des portes doublées aussi. Insulated windows, insulated doors, des choses comme ça. Mettre des patio doors, des portes pour les patios. Et là aussi, n'oublie pas que ça installe des awnings autour de la maison, la bâtisse, par-dessus les châssis et différentes choses comme ça. Pour n'importe quel projet que vous avez en idée, on vous invite d'appeler Jamards Incorporated 363-2205 ou visiter sur le web www.jamards.com pour toutes vos informations ou venez à leur location 1068 Vocational Drive, la Ville-Platte, dans le Ward 1 Industrial Park. Jamards Incorporated, en business depuis 1948.
Just to give you a little heads up, Jim, where KVPI will be broadcasting from a lot of the events going on this weekend. Of course, here at KVPI, dimanche, toute la journée, we are dropping a lot of our regular scheduled programming to devote, as we have been doing for so many years, the Dixie Youth Radio Auction to help out our youth summer program for the Ville-Platte Youth Incorporated and for the Ville-Platte Girls Incorporated. We'll be broadcasting live at the Ville-Platte Civic Center from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. In conjunction with that, also that Sunday morning, we'll be broadcasting on KVPI FM from 9 to 12 at the Bel Air Cove cook-off.
Crawfish
Etouffee cook-off. Randy and Becky will be there. Also on KVPI AM, right after all of our religious programming from 12 to 3, we'll be carrying live the Mass in French, all in French, from the Folklife Festival that Winky was telling you about, and some of the Cajun music from 12 to 3.
Where are you going to find all the personnel?
It's going to be a busy day Sunday, and on top of that, Jim, Saturday, weather permitting, we'll be broadcasting live from the car show in Mamou for the benefit of Mamou High School from 10 to 12. So it's going to be a busy weekend, Jim.
Wow, I can certainly believe that.
T'es parlé pour notre call?
On va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? You're on the air. Hello, who is this, please?
Mr. Jim.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Harvey.
Yes, Harvey.
To answer Mr. Blanchard's question, it could be the Jordan River.
You think all of that water that covered the whole earth went into the Jordan River?
It could be.
Uh-huh. That would be a mighty big river.
Well, it is.
Yeah, well, that's a possible answer, Harvey. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And on call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air. Who is this, please?
Apparently, nobody there. Yeah. Let's see, Jim. Nobody else.
Okay,
for us.
The lines have been busy. If you've been trying, just keep on trying over and over.
Let's
and
try
then,
this line.
All right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Audrey?
Uh-huh.
Okay, on reference to the flood, before the rain came, the earth had never had water or rain. So it could have been extra dry that absorbed the water, and also the sun absorbs a lot of water.
All right. That's a possible answer. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. allons parler pour le Floyd's Record Shop. Parce que, mes amis, il y a beaucoup des années que Floyd's Record Shop après vous servir et puis continue à vous servir avec toute la musique que tu veux, toutes les différentes qualités de musique, que ce soit la musique cajun et créole, la musique swamp pop, la musique pop, la country western, la musique des modernes ou des années passées. N'oubliez pas, ça c'est valable au Floyd's Record Shop. Il a les instruments de musique et tout ça. On aimerait que vous veniez les voir pour n'importe quelle sorte d'instrument de musique. Et n'oubliez pas, mes amis, que les services que ça vous offre, ça peut transférer tes vieux home movies dessus des DVDs, ça peut transférer tes digital photos directement de la caméra, memory card pour dessus faire des nouveaux DVDs pour des digital photos. Et là, n'oubliez pas, mes amis, tous les différents autres services que ça vous offre, les radios comme dans le vieux temps, les phonographes comme dans le vieux temps, tu peux jouer tes vieux disques dessus ça, et il y en a qui peuvent te transférer sur les CDs. Ça se fait, et là, une autre chose, n'oublie pas, ils ont les livres comme les dictionnaires, le père Monseigneur Degg et d'autres, les dictionnaires et les autres choses jusqu'à les tapes pour apprendre à parler en français. They've got the tapes and the books for those who are interested in learning the French, the Cajun French and so forth. So available at Floyd's Record Shop, East Main in Ville Platte.
3-6-3, 2-1-2-4. If you've been wanting to get through on the conversation on à peu près 15 minutes qui reste, you can give us a call right now. Near or far, you're invited to give us a call here at KVPI. Jim, one other thing that we've been promoting for the last few weeks, the Boogie Kings are coming to Ville Platte, the original Boogie Kings, and some of the members of the current band of the Boogie Kings. They're having a big reunion show for the benefit of the Swamp Pop Museum. And people have been inquiring about wanting to buy tickets. The tickets are in, and they're available here at KVPI and at the Ville Platte City Hall. If you buy your tickets in advance, you'll save some money. $10 advance, and it's $15 at the door of the night of the dance on May 1st. So mark on your calendar. The big Boogie Kings dance at the Civic Center is Friday, May 1st.
All right, Mark, merci beaucoup. Et on va parler à ce pour Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Et on va ramasser les autres phone calls qu'après rentrer. Bordelon's Home Furnishings vous offre 4 locations pour mieux vous servir. Ça fait pas de différence. Où que vous êtes dans le sud central de la Louisiane, on a une location pas loin de chez vous, de Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Il y a Barry dans Crowley, Charlie, le staff à Jennings, Todd à Marksville, et Marty et à Abbeville. Bordelon Home Furnishings appartient à la famille. Et puis, ils ont tout ça que tu peux demander pour dans la fourniture, des fameux noms comme Lane, Ashley, Broy Hill, Lazy Boy et beaucoup d'autres. Ils ont la fourniture pour tous les salles de la maison, toutes les chambres à coucher, les salles à manger, parloirs, les sofas, les recliners, toutes couleurs, toutes patrons. Les lampes, les cabinets, bar stools, les miroirs, et tant qu'il y a des matelas, mes amis, ils vous offrent un assortiment de matelas qui finit pas. Ils ont les Tempur-Pedic et Englander, que ça fait pas de différence si tu veux un qui est solide ou un qui est plus mou, tu connais tout ça, ils peuvent vous faire avec le matelas que vous avez besoin. Ça fait pas de différence. Et que vous voyez, n'oubliez pas, Bordelon Home Furnishings à Crowley, Abbeville, Jennings et Marksville.
All right, 3-6-3, 2-1-2-4, mes amis, t'es invité pour appeler nous en tasteur.
OK, on est paré pour ça. Qu'est-ce que j'étais prêt à voir sur le papier, là? Et puis, perdu ma place, là. Là. Oh, ouais, how about, what's his name, Bo Wama? You've followed that?
Non, qui Bo, c'est ça?
Le, comment le nom du nouveau chien? À la Maison Blanche.
Oh, là-bas. That's right, the first dog.
Ouais, the first dog. Bon, ils ont fait tous ces grands donneurs de nouvelles nationales. Ils ont fait une grande affaire pour le nouveau chien.
Quelle sorte de chien, c'est Jim?
Bobama.
Quelle sorte de chien, c'est?
Oh, écoute, ils ont dit, mais je ne sais pas bien
un
compris.
Un Portuguese que... water dog.
Ouais, Portuguese
water dog. Quelle sorte de chien, c'est un Portuguese water
dog. Un chien qui aime l'eau, peut-être. Tu connais peut-être ses parents avec les retrievers ou quelque chose. Moi, je ne suis pas sûr. Il y a peut-être quelques experts qui peuvent nous appeler, nous dire. 363-2124. Qui c'est qui est un Portuguese water dog? OK? Allons voir, Aston. On va, s'il n'y a personne sur la ligne, Marc, on va parler pour de notre sponsor, en africain. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bon matin, ça c'est Lucia.
Oui.
Comment ça va?
Ah, ça va bien ce matin. On est tout le temps de bonne humeur sur le programme.
Ça c'est beau. Le président Titien. His name is Bo.
Bo. Bow wow Bo.
Right, his name is Bo.
Bo. And what kind of dog is it, do you know?
It's an ugly dog.
It's an ugly dog, okay.
I'm not sure, but it sure is ugly. I think it's half poodle and half something else.
Yeah, they said Portuguese water dog, but we're not sure exactly what that's supposed to cover.
That's an ugly dog.
All right, thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
All right. Bo Obama. Bo Obama goes bow wow. Bow wow, Bo Obama. Oh, écoute, on peut déparler.
On a trop de bise dans son.
Oui, exactement. Mais écoute, Dieu n'espère pour un autre phone call ou pour toi trouver d'autres choses sur ton computer. On va parler pour Laverne's Insurance Agency. Melvin Laverne et Charlie Manuel et tout leur staff au Laverne's Insurance Agency. 118 Court Street, droite ici à la Ville-Plate. Ça paye de faire business avec des amis. Quand tu préfères business avec Mel et Charlie et tout leur staff au Laverne's Insurance Agency, une agence d'assurance qui est indépendante. Il ne dépend pas de ce juste une compagnie d'assurance. Il deal avec différentes compagnies. Comme ça, il peut vous mettre avec les meilleures compagnies qui spécialisent dans la qualité d'assurance que tu as besoin. Et ça ne fait pas de différence si c'est pour la première fois que tu as acheté de l'assurance ou avant de renouveler les assurances que vous achetez. Ça vous paye de venir les consulter avec Mel et Charlie et tout leur staff au Laverne's Insurance Agency. Leur numéro de fond, 363-3292. 363-3292, c'est le numéro de fond. Et l'adresse encore 118 Court Street. Ça, c'est droite là, en arrière de la place où c'était le French Supermarket des années passées, à cette heure qui est le drive-in facilité de la banque et la première bâtisse là. C'est pas dur à trouver quand tu quittes Main Street en allant à la maison de cour, OK? 363-3292, 118 Court Street, Laverne's Insurance Agency.
Look what I found out, Jimmy. We're talking about Dagwood and Blondie. You remember the old movies of Blondie and Dagwood?
Oh, yeah, right, uh-huh.
Where he would scream when he was having problems, Blondie!
Yeah, and then, of course, he'd run over the mailman.
I got a little clip.
All right, let's hear it.
You want to hear it, Jim?
Yeah.
Let's play it for all of our listeners.
Mommy's little man.
Blondie! Blondie!
Well, what is it?
What did you do with my razor?
I packed it in your bag.
Oh, what did you do that for? You know I had to shave.
If I waited for you to pack, we never would get to the boat.
Well, where is my bag?
You gave it to the cab driver.
The cab driver?
You guys that work for the governor are always squawking about something.
I tell you, it's a fact. You can't come up this walk without him hitting it. Why, when he comes out of...
There's all the mail, Jim.
And the mail goes
There's
by.
All the mail. He hit that mailman.
Okay, right. And was there somebody named Herb in that show?
Yeah. When did Herb? No, Herb was the next door neighbor.
Yeah, right. The next door neighbor. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mr. Dithers was who? He was
the boss.
Yeah, Mr. Dithers.
Was the boss man. Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Another call, Jim.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hello.
You're on the air. Who is this, please?
Vic, I was going to see what's the real name of Fontenot Peppers. Like, is it a cayenne? Is it banana pepper? I mean, I know what they look like, but what's the real name?
I really don't know for sure what the name would be in a seed catalog. It is a sweet pepper, I think. It's not a hot pepper, and it's a long, isn't it a long green pepper?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, large pepper. But as to what the real name is, that's a very good question. Where you see, I don't think it's what they call a Cubanelle, but maybe somebody out there knows what the real name is, what you would see it in the if you're looking at the seeds in a store or a catalog or whatever. What's the real name?
I wanted to know to get some seeds.
All right, very good. So maybe somebody can let us know. Thanks a lot for calling. Okay.
Okay, the phone lines are back open.
All right, mon cheveu. Et allons voir. Marc, c'est temps de parler pour un autre de notre sponsor. Et on va parler à cette heure pour M. Yoblake, qui est beaucoup, beaucoup occupé ce matin. Il a pris lui et tous les pharmaciens. On pourrait remplir les prescriptions, sont beaucoup occupés. Mais c'est pas juste remplir des prescriptions avec les plus nouvelles médecines qu'il y a là. N'oublie pas qu'ils ont les, comment on dirait ça, les sacs à patates? Just right potato bag. Les sacs à patates qui est juste bien. Ça, tu peux mettre tes patates dedans. Et puis, c'est une chose qui est beaucoup, beaucoup populaire. Dans ton microwave, là, ça cuit ton patate dans 8 à 15 minutes. Ça dépend de la grosseur des patates, naturellement, et le montant de patates tu mets dans ton petit sac. Mais ils ont les instructions avec chaque potato bag que tu achètes. Just Right Potato Bags, ils ont vendu autour de 1000 et il y en a toujours, qui est toujours de la demande pour ça, de les voir. Et là, n'oubliez pas, mes amis, qu'ils ont les livres à Pascal. Et puis, du Crow's Nest, ça c'était le nom de son column pour beaucoup des années dans les journaux. Et puis, ils ont, alors c'était Lisa, je crois, que McCauley qui avait mis tout ça ensemble dans un livre. Et c'est une chose qui beaucoup en demande. Et ils ont eu un autre shipment de ça, du Crow's Nest, les histoires à Pascal Fusier. Ça se fait ça, c'est une autre chose qui est beaucoup populaire. Et là, avec le jour à membre qui a prévenu avant longtemps, là, tu connais, ils ont tous les plus fameux noms dans les perfumes, les colognes, des choses, des noms que tu ne vas pas trouver ailleurs, qui est valable au Blake's Pharmacy. Ça se fait, on aimerait que vous veniez les visiter à la première chance, dessus la rue MacArthur et sud Châtaignier, ici, à la ville plate. Ça se fait. Soyez sûr de venir les visiter, OK?
All right, Jim. And let's see if we got another caller here.
Oops.
Nope, not for us.
That was not for us. If you're trying and it keeps on sounding busy, just all I can say is just keep trying. And then once you get on, just hang on tight, you know, until we can pick it up.
OK, another call.
Another call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Burke.
Oui, Burke.
Les piments, qu'est-ce qu'il t'a préparé pour?
Il t'a pré-demandé, what is the real name of what we call around here the Fontenot pepper? What would be the name of that pepper if you'd be looking at a selection of seeds in, you know, in a store or a catalog?
Well, they'd be kind of hard to find because it's a cross between a banana pepper and a bell pepper.
A cross between a banana pepper and a bell pepper.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I started that in 82, I think it was, Jim.
Wow, in 1982.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're getting very rare right now because nobody's taking the seeds.
Oh, I see. So, the seeds, this is a homegrown variety, and you have to save the seeds. If you're lucky enough to get some, then you want to be sure to let some peppers mature so you can use the seed the next year, right?
Right, and that same plant will make like 3 or 4 different peppers.
Oh, no
kidding. Some of them will look like a banana pepper, some will look like a bell pepper, the end of them, you know?
Uh-huh.
I have the proof to show them.
Wow.
But they're not as big because they, I guess it's getting too old.
Uh-huh, so the size, they're not as large as they used to be.
Right. And I can tell you, they can get some plants right now.
Uh-huh.
Gale's Nursery on the Grand Prairie Road.
Oh, yeah, okay, out there in Grand Prairie.
Right, uh-huh. I'll give the little fella a bunch of seed and eat this year.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot, Bert.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, bye-bye.
Not call, Jim.
Eh, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Oh, Jim, it's Sylvia.
Yes, ma'am.
I have some of those peppers.
Uh-huh.
But right now, I can't tell you the name of them, but Cecil Griffin has them.
Uh-huh.
I'd give him some pepper.
All right. Very good,
sir. On green pepper.
Uh-huh.
And it don't get much bigger than your thumb or a little bigger.
Oh.
But Cecil Griffin planted some,
uh-huh,
and he gave me the name of them. But right now, I can't remember. But I'll see him today, and I'll...
And get some information for us.
I'll get him to write it down for
us. Okay, thanks a lot, Sylvia.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, on va parler pour Fontenot Physical Therapy. Et mes amis, n'oubliez pas que Fontenot Physical Therapy et Fontenot Physical Therapy West est là pour vous servir. Quand le docteur te dit que tu as besoin d'être soigné de le service de Physical Therapy pour t'engager encore, pour improver ta santé... Peut-être c'est suivant une maladie, une opération, un accident, quelque chose comme ça. N'oubliez pas que tu as le droit de choisir ton physical therapist. Et on aimerait que vous gardiez l'idée Tim et Susie Fontenot et tout leur staff. Fontenot Physical Therapy, Jack Miller Road, numéro de fond 363-0095, ou, ça c'est juste dépassé l'hôpital ici à la Ville-Plate, ou Fontenot Physical Therapy West, Vidrine Medical Clinic, Highway numéro 10 à Vidrine, 506-3510. Tu seras traité comme un gagneur quand tu es soigné par Fontenot Physical Therapy et Fontenot Physical Therapy West. All right. Nobody on the line?
No, sir.
OK, on va parler pour Gervis O'Connor Upholstery, parce que, écoute, mes amis, avec les affaires de fois qui chauffent, tu aimerais faire une couverte à fourniture plutôt qu'acheter du nouveau. Les chances que ça t'astère, les bien solides, toujours, except la couverture, a besoin d'être changée. C'est pour ça qu'on aimerait vous inviter de appeler Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Le numéro de phone, 363-70NN. 363-7011. L'adresse de la shop est 614 la rue East LaSalle, ici dans la Ville-Plate, juste en croisant Tate Cove Road, comme tu as rentré sur le bord du S. Tu vas trouver 614 East LaSalle, la location pour Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Gervis va être content de vous montrer les livres de samples. Tu peux choisir la couleur, le patron, l'étoffe ou le vinyl que tu veux. Là, il peut vous faire une estimation. Quand ça sera recouvert, ça va ressembler à du nouveau encore, mes amis. Ça se fait, soyez sûr. Tu peux parler avec Ken Cailloux, le service par Gervis Upholstery. Ils vont vous dire, ils vont donner le témoignage. Ça se fait, oubliez pas, pour Gervis Upholstery Shop, 363-7011, 363-70NN, l'adresse à 614 la rue East LaSalle, dans la Ville-Plate. Et aussi, tu voulais vous parler pour le Orego's Food Lane et vous dire comme ça que, écoute, quand tu as faim pour du bon manger, des bonnes grosseries, ils ont tout ça que tu peux demander pour avec Chad et Yvette Fontenot et tout leur staff au Orego's Food Lane, 209 Northeast Railroad Avenue, ici à la Ville-Plate. Ils ont des specials de la viande que ça vous offre tous les jours, toutes les semaines. Meat specials, que ce soit de la viande de bête ou de la viande de cochon que tu veux, des barbecue specials avec la saison de printemps qui est allumée. N'oubliez pas, Orego's Food Lane, 209 Northeast Railroad, au long du chemin de fer, Lente-Maine-et-LaSalle, numéro de phone 363-5384. Et ils ont les routis, ils ont les poules, les poulets et toutes les affaires que tu as besoin pour les dîners de tous les jours. Écoute, du boudin qui est si délicieux, mes amis, tu ne peux pas demander pour meilleur que ça. Orego's Food Lane, 209 Northeast Railroad, numéro de phone 363-5384. All right, Mark, c'est ton tour.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left. If you've been wanting to get in, give us a call, and we'll try to squeeze you in sur la tasse de café pour un mercredi matin.
Et au même temps, c'est temps pour parler pour le café dans le paquet jaune.
For those who never had the chance.
32 years old, and I've never experienced pure joie.
For those who've never forgotten.
Pure joie? It's been so long.
Great news. Mellow Joy Pure Coffee is back. For over 40 years, it put the joie in the V of more Louisianians than any other coffee.
My parents, they had pure joie every morning.
Why settle for just a cup of coffee when you can experience pure joie? Mellow Joy Coffee.
Mellow Joy Coffee Company is proud to announce the opening of our first cafe. Stop.
Et, of course, quand après planer d'acheter un paquet de café, venez à la grosserie, mes amis, regarde pour l'étagère de café qui a le café dans les paquets jaunes. Ça, c'est dans le meilleur café dans le monde, le café Mellow Joy dans les paquets jaunes. Ça, c'est tout le temps qu'on a pour le programme, la tasse de café du mercredi matin. N'oublie pas que Charlie Manuel va être avec Mark pour vendredi matin, notre session de la tasse de café. Et puis aujourd'hui, on était présenté par Laverne's Insurance Agency, Jamard's Incorporated, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Quality Medical Care and Services, Le Café Mellow Joy, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Manual Hardware, Floyd's Record Shop, Easton Exxon, Blake's Pharmacies, Orego's Food Lane. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse. Tous les États-Unis, mes amis, n'oublie pas de prier. Priez tous les jours pour le futur de nos États-Unis. On l'a besoin. Au revoir.
Et d'après écouter la station radio KVPI AM FM La Ville-Plante, restez tuned pour la musique.
sur KVPI AM et les nouvelles NBC News sur KVPI FM. Bonne nuit.
Police 92.5 KVPI.